Okay, we are we're talking tonight about the mitzvah of Shichcha. It's one of the Matnos Aniyim. What we're going to try to do tonight also is to have really two main sections of the shiur. One's going to be describing what the mitzvah actually is, as well as a variety of halachos relevant to the mitzvah, just to get some of the basic dinim down, dinim that are found in Mishnah, Yisim, Meseches Peah, dinim that are found in Rambam, Meseches Matnos Aniyim, Minchas Chinuch, and otherwise. And then we'll try to focus on one discussion, which I think is an interesting discussion. We'll try to do a good job with it. If we had more time, or it was a more of a Gemara B'Iyin shiur, we had a morning. It's a lot of picking apart a Gemara and Bat Metzia and Daf Yud Aleph. But we're going to give a little bit more of just an overview of some of the basic halachos, hopefully in a way that is meaningful. Torah tells us in Devarim, Perek Avdal and Parshas Kisetze, Kisiktor Ktzircha Bisadecha, when you are coming to reap, to cut down from your field, Vishachachta Omer Basade, and you forget a bundle. You forget a bundle of stuff in your field. So the Torah tells us, Lo Sashav Lekachto, you should not go back and take it. Leger Liasom V'Almana Yihiyah. Rather, you should leave it for those aniyim, those that would get something out of it. Leman Yivarecha Hashem Elkecha B'chol Maaseh Yadecha. So that the Ribono Shel Olam can give you a bracha. The most basic definition of the mitzvah of Shichcha, when it becomes time to collect your field. So aside from the mitzvah of Peah, you got to leave a corner over for aniyim. Aside from the mitzvah of Leket, if I happen to drop something as I'm holding it, picking it up, or cutting it down, the mitzvah of Shichcha, anything which I happen to forget, so we'll see what exactly, but that which I forget is going to be left for aniyim. I'm going to mention just one quick ha'ara. It's a ha'ara which is an important one for us to think about if we ever learn these sugyas in greater depth, and that's the following. We often in Chazal, we often the way we speak, group together Leket, Shichcha, and Peah as being the matnos aniyim. Three different matnos aniyim. There is an interesting question then in terms of how much Shichcha on some level is really similar to the others. And one of the reasons why you'd ask that question relates to the placement in Chumash. Parsh Kedoshim, we have the dinim of Leket and Peah. We only have the dinim of Shichcha here in Devarim, Perek of Dalet. Even the formulations are a little bit unique. And one of the questions to ask is how similar or different are they? If you look in Sefer HaChinuch, maybe we'll speak a little bit, even as far as Sharshei HaMitzvah, Ta'amei HaMitzvah, they seem to have different reasons, and maybe that has some implications, but that's just as far as a question to raise for us to think about a little bit. What are the dinim of this? So Rashi, in his Perush al Torah, quotes a variety of different comments of Mishnayos and Meseches Peah. We'll speak about a variety of different halachas. Number one, when the din of Shichcha is when I forget things. What do I forget? So the Torah tells us here, and you forgot a bundle. There are two important halachas that Rashi points out, Mishnayos and Meseches Peah, in the sixth parak of Meseches Peah. One, it's only if I forget a bundle, not if I forget a gedish. What's the definition of gedish? A pile of bundles. Shichcha is only if I forget something small, but if I forget a pile of bundles, not one bundle, but a bunch of different bundles, that's not called shichcha. That's too large. That Chazal darshan is not called shichcha. Similarly, Chazal say, not only if I don't forget a pile of bundles, but if I forget a bundle, sheyeshno bo sha'asayim, if I forget a bundle which has, it's a massive bundle, not like a pile of just bundles of produce, but it's a massive bundle, also then there's no din of shichcha. So two halacha we learn in the din of Mishnayos. Number one, if it's not just one bundle, but a bunch of bundles, it's a pile of bundles, then not. The Mishnayos say that's about three bundles together, it's not called shichcha. And also, if it's one bundle, it's exceptionally large, that's also not called shichcha. That's one. A second halacha important about shichcha is that it applies to two different stages in the process. That Rashi quotes also here in Perek Yates, that the Rambam has in Matnos Aniyim, Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. It applies to two different stages. Number one, it applies, if I forgot to cut something, it's produce still attached to the ground, but I forgot to cut it. There's a whole group of tevuah I forgot to cut, then it applies. And similarly, if I did cut it from the ground, but I forgot to pick it up, that's also called shichcha. So there's two times when shichcha applies. When we spoke before about the amount, the other halacha is in terms of how, what it is, it's still attached to the ground, or even if it's detached from the ground, but I didn't pick it up, I just cut it. And never got into my thing, you're going to ask me about Leket from last week. I just happened to cut it, I left it there, that's fine also. In the field. They're awesome. Okay. The next thing is the following. The halacha applies, if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Matnos Anim and other places also, it applies to the following. The din of tevua, it applies to grain, it applies also to peros, it applies to also to fruit that are going to be on the ground. And Chazal Darshan as well, it applies to peros ha'ilan. It applies, sorry, not only to things like vegetables and grain growing on the ground, it also applies to fruit on trees. All of that had the din of shicha. If I forgot to take off some of the things from the tree, or cut it down, or things like that, that's going to apply to peros ha'ilan also. The Minchas Chinuch points out there may be a machlokes harishonim, just like there is in Chumos and Maisros. We know that Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar. We know there are certain things that are chayav do'oraisa. What about things like bananas and oranges and things like that? Are those also do'oraisa or not? That's a machlokes about Chumos and Maisros. Machlokes is Minchas Chinuch also about here. For sure, the wheat and things like that, that's a chi of do'oraisa, a chi of do'oraisa, of mitzvah do'oraisa of shechacha. But even if it's not, bananas and oranges, there is a din of shechacha, if you forget your bananas or your oranges. Machok Sarishonim would be, is that a din do'oraisa also or not? The Rambam appears to think, at least bepashtas, that would be called a din do'oraisa. That even do'oraisa would apply to oranges and bananas. Also, others think not. That is nafkaminas, again, a din do'oraisa and derabanan, about certain questions you'd have about shicha in that kind of a case. A couple of just other halachas to know. The Minchas Chinuch points out, this lechora is pashat, if the field is owned by a cheres shota v'katan, there's not going to be a din of shicha. Shicha requires forgetting. Certain people that we don't view as having das in the first place, so a three-year-old's forgetting is not really called forgetting. It's not called shicha. Shicha requires a person who has knowledge, who forgot. And if you didn't have that, then it may not be. We'll see a little bit about Balabayas and Poelim and things like that, but that's at least the postures of the Minchas Chinuch. Two additional things to know. The Sefer Achinuch writes, it's clear, Rambam I think also, that there is both a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah los aseh. So when you forget something, there's a mitzvah aseh, lihaniach, not to pick it up, but to leave it there. There's also a mitzvah lo sa'aseh. There's also a negative prohibition that you are not allowed to go and to go and to take it. You're not allowed to go and take it. The Sefer Achinuch thinks that the aseh can maybe even fix the lo sa'aseh, maybe a lavanita klaseh. That's not for now. There's both an aseh and a lo sa'aseh. One additional thing. The Torah tells us if you're mekayim the mitzvah of shicha, you're going to get a certain bracha. L'man yivarecha Hashem elokecha b'chol ma'asei adecha. If I forgot, I'm going to get a certain bracha. Rashi here has a very important comment. The Maharal elaborates upon it a little bit, that the part of the chiddush of the bracha is that shichacha comes through forgetting. It's a mitzvah which comes by virtue of you did it shalom b'miskavein. I didn't even know this happened, and suddenly I was mekayim the mitzvah of shichacha. It could be I wasn't aware of it altogether. And nevertheless, you still get a bracha. Says Rashi, if there's a bracha the Torah teaches us in the context of shicha, part of it the Torah teaches us is as follows. If it's mekayim, then maybe a libah de emes, it wasn't your original plan to even be mekayim it. I wanted to collect everything. That's what I'm supposed to really do. The mitzvah only kicked in because I forgot something. If even that mitzvah, there's a special bracha that comes through that mitzvah, alachas, kama, v'kama, All the more so, would you get a bracha if you meant to do it for a mitzvah that you did? For a mitzvah that you would do with actual kavana. That's just a whole lot of just summary of a variety of different mishnayos. When does the halacha of shicha apply? What kinds of produce does it apply to? Is an aseh and there's a los aseh. How big of a bundle? Three bundles? No. Two bundles? Yes. A very massive bundle, a pile of bundles. The din of shicha is not going to apply. The din of shicha is not going to apply. Someone please remind me at the end to share a vort. At the end, if I remember, I would like to. I don't remember who says it or what the vort exactly is, but at least I'll do my best. And there's no time like the present. If you have a vort in shicha, I don't know the next time I'm going to have the opportunity to share it. I guess the answer would be parshas kiseitzei, but I don't know. Okay. There is interesting discussion, and I want to highlight the discussion a little bit. Who has to forget? Who's doing the forgetting? And Lechora, there are two primary candidates in terms of who could be doing the forgetting. And if you look in Chazal, at least a little bit, if you look in the sheet, in source number 8, we'll look at it there, the Mishnah and Peah and Perikei, Mishnah Zayin. Again, a lot of these halachas of Banas Anim are really found in Mesech's Peah. The Mishnah tells us that Omer Shachu Poalim, Velo Shachu Balabayas, Shachu Balabayas, Velo Shachu Poalim, Amdu Anim Befan of Oshe, Hu Bekash, Hareza Eno Shicha. Sounds in the Mishnah that it's only really considered to be Shicha if two kinds of people forget it. A person has the big field, so they hire workers. If the Balabayas remembers that it's there, or the Poalim, the workers, remember it's there, it's not called Shichcha. In order to be Shichcha, both the Baal HaBayis and the Poalim, they both have to forget it in order for it to really be Shichcha. That is the Pashtus of the Mishnah. If you look at the Rash points out, as do a variety of others, that some of these things are really learned from Drashas in Chazal, not necessarily in Talmud Bavli, Yushalmi, Sifri, and other places. You may have some Drashas that indicate that this is the case. Look in the Rash there, the Yerushalmi. Omer Shachu Polim Shachu Balabayas in Shicha Dechsev Ketzircha V'Shachachta Shachu Balabayas V'Shachu Polim in Shicha V'Chulei. We learn it from Drashas. Nevertheless, in fact, there are, I think, two and probably even three Mahalchim in terms of how accurate this is. And we'll try to start with the Pashtas. And then we'll try and, again, a lot has to do with a very difficult Gemara on Yid Alf and Alf, in Mesech Bava Metzia, with Rashi, Tosfos. You can reach the Shidmik Betas there and spend a whole lot of time on Shidmik Betas there with the Maria Buav and the Ramban and the Ran and the Ravid. There's a lot of action there. What we're going to do, I think that's the goal at this time on Thursday night, you know, to sort of extract maybe some major Yesodos in a way that can be very, very helpful. But let's develop three Mahalchim as far as who really has to forget. The first Mahalach is the Pashtus of the Mishnah and the Pashtus of the Yerushalmi. And that is that both people have to actively forget. That is very likely the Shita of both Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Bava Metzia. There's a lot of action in Shitas Rashi, at least the way some learn it. That is the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos. They both have to forget. There's a Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia. The Gemara tells in Bava Metzia where it sounds like there's a distinction between whether the Baal HaBayis is actually at the Sadeh with the Poalim, or the Baal HaBayis is Ba'ir. Maybe if he's in the city, it sounds like maybe if he's in the city, he actually, his Shicha or Zikaron doesn't really matter that much. It's only if he's at the field that the Baal HaBayis really matters. Maybe the Poalim matter a whole lot more. So Rashi and Tosfos say that's actually not true. That even when the Baal HaBayis is Ba'ir, even the Baal HaBayis is not actually next to the Sadeh, afal pichein, nevertheless, the Baal HaBayis' Shichcha is still actually required. They suggest that when the Gemara distinguishes between Bayis and Sadeh, that refers to just when, or different Jews, when the Shichcha takes place, maybe in different halachas, at what point in the process he forgot, or if he would have remembered in the beginning or remember in the end, what would the halacha be. But the passage of Rashi and Tosfos, it's a passage of the Yerushalmi, passage of the Mishnah, sorry, Maseches Peah there. Both the Baal HaBayis and the Poalim really have to forget. That's one Shita in Rishonim. There is another Shita in Rishonim. It is very likely the Shita of the Rambam. It's a Machlokas Achronim, but very likely the Rambam, certainly Salvechik and Igros HaGrid, thought that was a Pshat in the Rambam, as did some others. It is the Shita Pashtus of the Rash. In his commentary, the Rashi, the great Baal HaTosfos, in his commentary on that Mishnah and Peah, today and some other Mishnahim also, which is the following. Look at the Rashi. He's going to reread the Mishnah. In fact, says the Rashi, the Baal HaBayis, if the Baal HaBayis is not at the field, if the Baal HaBayis is Ba'ir, he's in the city, and he has workers in the field, the Baal HaBayis did not have to have any shikha at all. He need not forget anything. He rereads the Rash. Again, it's the same structure. It's picking one, rereading the other. The Rash rereads the Mishnah and Peah. At the Mishnah and Peah saying, V'loshachu Baal HaBayis, U'kigon de Baal HaBayis b'sodeh. D'kaiga bei d'luski bei, we'll put that in a second. Avali have a Baal HaBayis b'ir, havi shikha afagav d'loshachu Baal HaBayis, k'di'isa b'perek sh'naim ochsen. He says, I learned the Gemara in Bava Metzia like the Pashtas, that if the Baal HaBayis is in the city, his shikha doesn't matter. The only time the shikha really matters is when he is at the Sadeh. What emerges from the Rosh is the following. I'm going to say just two steps right now. The Rosh and the Olek Alek of the Rambam, that in truth, the Poelim are the only ones that really matter. In truth, the Poelim are the only ones that really matter. That's why when the Baal Bayis is Be'ir, we don't care about the Baal Bayis. The Poelim on their own are Poel. Their Shichicha is what's Koveya things. So how come if the Baal Bayis is Besadeh, his Shichicha matters also? How come it matters also? So these we shown and point out that if you read the Gemara and Bava Metzia, that may be for a side reason. That may be for a side reason. I'll tell you one way of reading it. It's the more mechudash way of reading it. It's the way the Rach read that Gemara there. It's the way that Rav Shach and Aviezri, Rav Nachum, Rav Shmuel all learn in the Rach there in Maseches Bava Metzia. The following insight. The Poel and Shichah is all that really matters. Just. If the Baal Bayis is there, and the Baal Bayis didn't forget, he really actively remembered it. And maybe for some Rishonim, he even has to verbally articulate it. He has to verbally articulate it. That if that's what he does, so then it's Ke'ilu, he almost picked it up himself. There's no Chalosh Shikha on that. It's Ke'ilu, he almost picked it up himself. Or the way that some, the Pasha, the Gemara there, not the Rach, the way others learn it, it's Ke'ilu, he was Kona, his Chatzer himself, it's Ke'ilu the Baal Bayis. So why isn't Shikha applying? We only care about the Poelim, because Shikha only applies to that which has not really been collected by the Baal Bayis. It's not really fully in his Rishus. But if the Baal Bayis is there, therefore he's Kona it with the Kinyan Chatzer, or he's Ke'ilu, he picked it up himself, even though the Poelim forgot, in order to be Shikha, what has to happen? Shikha means it wasn't really taken into the possession fully of the Baal Bayis yet. But if it's the equivalent of being taken into possession of the Baal Bayis, so then, even though the Poelim forgot about it, well, the Baal Bayis already has it. Like Mashal Mahadavar Domeh. If the Baal Bayis came and he took a bundle into his property, and the Poelim totally forgot about that area of the field, so even though they forgot about it, there's no shechicha, because the Baal Bayis himself really sort of took it. And that's the equivalent of what's going on in the Gemara there in Maseches Bava Metzia. Which means as follows. There are really, therefore, who has to forget? Either both have to forget the postures of the Mishnah Maseches Peah. I have to reread Bava Metzia where it sounds like by ear, the Baal Bayis doesn't matter. So I say, no, Rashi told us the Baal Bayis does matter. Just, it's a little bit different by ear. Or the Rosh, and in all likelihood, the Rambam Shita, which is really the only one that matters are the Poelim. How come Basadeh? Because if the Baal Bayis is Basadeh, and he has a mind to be Kona'it, so he's avoided the issue of Shikha. But it's really the Poelim that matter a whole lot, the Poelim that matter a whole lot more. Quick brackets. First clarity thus far. 1, 2, and 3. Make a quick alright, brackets. This may actually impact the Cheresh of the Katan question a little bit. Because the Cheresh of the Katan, what? The owner, they're the Baal Bayis, or rather they're the Poelim. Certainly, if you hold it's all about the Poelim, so you're going to emphasize, at least you would say, Cheresh of the Katan to Poelim, that's their Shecha Bechlal doesn't matter. If the Baal Bayis matters also, so the question is, you know, that's going to be an important question. Whose Das really seems to matter? There is a third mahalach. It's the way some achronim learn Rashi. It's the way some achronim learn Rashi. I think if I understand correctly, this is said over in the name of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. Now, which one is that? So in the Birkas of Rambam Bava Metzia, they quote that from Beryl Soloveitchik. In the Igros HaGrid, so if Soloveitchik had that also. So if you were named of Yosef Dov, there's a good shot, and you were learning at that time. You know, it's there. They were first cousins, so they all say the same mahalach. I guess this is what it's how they think, and it really is how briskers think. But it's how hopefully we would think also on some level. Maybe both are necessary, but both are not really equal, and maybe that's a good way of splitting it on some level. Let's say it as follows: Aliba de emes. On some level, you require the shikha of both the Baal Habayis and the Poelim. Of both the Baal Bayis and the Poelim. However, the Poelim and the Baal Bayis, they each play a little bit of a different role in the Shikha process. The Poelim are the primary and most important people. They're the ones that are really poel, the chalosim shichcha. Their shichcha matters much more. They're the ones looking in the psukim. It's talking towards the people who are cutting it and reaping and working the field. They're the ones that matter more. However, maybe the Baal Bayis is more of a necessary t'nai. The Baal Bayis is more of a necessary t'nai. What do we mean? If the Baal Bayis happens to remember, so he can break the shichcha. But we don't really need from the Baal Bayis, like, he actively forgot. It's just that if he happens to remember, he can sort of ruin it. Meaning it's the poelim shichcha which does it, b'tnai that the Baal Bayis doesn't happen to actively remember. And if that's the mahalach, we can sort of get a little bit of the difference, maybe, besadeh and be'ir and some things like that. It's not that we need him to actively at all mamish forget. It's that he can't actually remember. And maybe that leads to different implications into what we need. He's at the field mamish, he's in the city, so maybe we could be a little bit more forgiving or have lower standards if he's in the city, because in the city, as long as he's not actively remembering, he's not really sort of impacting the same way. At least that's one way sort of formulating it in a bit of a middle approach. There is a very interesting ha'ara of Rav Salavechik's. This thing is a grid. I'll say this just, it's a good way of like raising the question a little bit, which I think is intriguing. Chazal of a drasha. What if it's a field owned by Hektish? It's a field owned by Hektish. Is there a din of shichcha in a field owned by Hektish? So Chazal have a drasha that no, there isn't. Okay. Sounds good. Ask the Rav the following question. Why is there a need for a drasha that there's no din of shichcha in a Hektish field? Who's the Baal Bayis of a Hektish field? / who really owns Hektish? The Ribbono Shel Olam. What does Ribbono Shel Olam not have? I think we say it even Yom Ram Davening. Ein shichcha lifnei chisei kvodecha. It's like a cute question, but it's actually, I mean, he says it in a real way. Like, why is there a drasha of shichcha and Hektish? Lemaisa, the Baal Bayis, quote unquote, is never going to have shichcha. The Baal Bayis is never really going to forget. So he has a fancier discussion, but one quick ha'ara is, if you don't really require the Baal Bayis' shichcha, it's really a much more of a din in the poelim forgetting. So even though the Ribbono Shel Olam on some levels never really going to forget, but if the poelim forget, that's called shichcha. So why do we need a drasha? Because on a Hektish field, even if the poelim forgot, and even though maybe all I really need are the poelim, still, I would have thought, there's no shichcha by Hektish. Parentheses, the vort itself is a little bit more complex than that. Because if the din is that you really have a kinyan chatzer going on, so why isn't there really a kinyan chatzer always with the chatzer of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's Yerushalmi, Lashem Ha'aretzim Lo'a, you have to get into discussions about that. So Salvation gets a little bit fancier than that, but certainly the question at least is an important question. Let me chazer what we did this evening, and I'll end with just a vort. Hope it's okay, it's a little bit shorter, just it's a little bit later. So the following we pointed out, there's a mitzvah of shichcha. We're covering Manos Aniyim, and we're trying to get some important ideas here, if you're familiar with it. Some of it, I said this last week to some of you, a lot of it's even like just Chumash Rashi, and that's holy stuff. What is mitzvah of shichcha? When I come to either to collect my stuff, either I haven't cut it yet or I have cut it yet, and I forget a bundle or two, provided they aren't massive, they aren't so large, then shichcha, I'm not allowed to take it. The Sefer Chinuch can describe how the Aniyim are sitting there, and like, they're so jealous of what you have. And when it finally falls down, so like there's a certain, you know, we leave it to them. It's a certain act of compassion that we have. Once it falls down, you have mitzvah saseh not to touch it. It's also a mitzvah saseh that you fulfill. B'shev v'yal taisa. Mitzvah saseh I fulfill by doing nothing. It's also lo saseh if I choose to come and take it. It's chayav, a minimum on a derabanan level, on tevua, on grain, on vegetables, on the ground, as well as fruit that are going to be on trees. Chayav all those things. Machloksim be shown in what's their rice and what's their abundant. Bananas, apples, oranges, things like that. Those are going to be machloksim in. Machloksim in be shown in with, that are going to be very, very significant. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. We should point that also. Similar to Chumas and Maestros. It also happens to be, so that those are some of the halachas. And Torah taught us, Rashi points out, you get a bracha for doing this, even though I did initially, Shlo b'miskaven. I totally forgot. I wasn't even aware of it. And Ani came in and Ani took it. Whoa, I still get a bracha. Alachas kam v'kama, a person who, there's a lot to be said for the bracha you get when you do a mitzvah more proactively. We pointed out that the Mishnayos, we have a little bit of a question. What role does the Baal HaBayis play in the Polim? Obviously, if the Baal HaBayis is doing it all himself, then it's all on him. But if he has workers, what role does he play? Some Rishonim, they both play a very important role. Some Rishonim, it's really only the Shikha of the Polim that matter. If the Baal HaBayis happens to be there, he may preempt and help avoid the mitzvah of the Din of Shikha. Or maybe they both matter, but maybe not in the same way. I'll end with just a vort. It's a very, very beautiful vort. If I've understood correctly, when YU was Messiah Shas for Rav Shechter, when they were honored him, Rabbi Benjamin Blech got up and said over, he told his vort to Rav Shechter beforehand, and Rav Shechter asked him to say over this vort. It's a very beautiful vort. I forget where it's from, or I don't know if he quoted where it's from. He said that the Din of Shikha is that when you, that if you see something there, and you say out loud, I'm going to come back and get this, that's not called Shikha. It's not called Shikha if I say, okay, it's here right now, I'm going to come back and get it. So the Mishnah tells Maseches Avos that there's an Isser called Shocheach Davar Echad Mimishnasa. If you forget your Talmud Torah, Harezim Mishchayev Binasho, that a person is not allowed to forget their Torah. Mahoksim, or Bisman Hazeh, that's necessarily true. But there's an Isser of Shikha, forgetting your Divrei Torah. So Rabbi Blech, the word they say is that that's why, what do you say to Hadron? Hadron Allah Maseches Baba Basra. Hadron Allah Maseches Gidin. That way when you say, not, there's no Din of Shikha, when you say you're going to come back. There's no Din of Shikha if I say I'm going to come back. So I learned Maseches Gidin. If I plan on never opening a Gidin again, that's an Isser of Shikha. But if I say, no, Hadron Allah, I plan, I'll leave it to MS, I'm coming back to you, there's no Din of Shikha at all. We should be Zilcha too, I guess, remember the Din of Shikha, and to come back and learn them again and again. Shikha, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful night.